It's January. In most years, we use this episode as an opportunity to check in with you and our community, the Diaries family, the people who truly keep this podcast alive, and we ask about your goals. And this year, to celebrate entering the 10th year of our show, we, the crew at Duct Tape the Beer and the Dirtbag Diaries, want to do something a little bit different.
Something special.
Something that we'll keep coming back to over the next 12 months. This year, we have something to ask of you.
It started with this email that showed up a few months ago.
Dear editor, my Australian husband of 17 years spent the last few months of his life polishing his old hiking boots and salvaging tin cans in search of that one perfect size for his stove and backpack. Thing is, he had a bad heart, and while I suspect he knew he would never make it back to the bush again, he took great joy in preparing for that one last hike. I have donated his stashes of survival food and first aid supplies to a local Boy Scouts group and packed his winter clothes off to the Salvation Army here in Queensland. I'm left with a tablet filled with Dirtbag Diaries podcasts, a basket of boots, and a crazy idea. Paul was completely drawn into hiking the Appalachian Trail. He actually drove me a bit nuts retelling me some of the stories from the characters with whom he had become a fan. He delighted in telling me how people got their trail names, how friends would leave boxes of food for hikers on the footpaths, how many days one could go without bathing and still be allowed in town, and as I look over at his freshly polished boots, it makes me wonder, how good would it be for his boots to make that journey? There are three pairs of quality yet old and worn hiking boots, size 12-13. Paul was a big man, 6'3" and 300 pounds, and I would be willing to pay the shipping costs to three hikers willing to wear them on at least one good walk on any part of the Appalachian Trail and send me a photo or two of the adventure. But I don't know how to find active hikers, and that's why I'm writing to you, in hopes you can help me find some volunteers for this endeavor. Paul died on the 23rd of July, 2015. Just 2 weeks shy of his 54th birthday. And I know he would get such a kick out of knowing that his boots made it to the Appy Trail, even if he did not. Whoever volunteers can keep them. All I want in return are photos of Paul's boots on the trail. Sincerely yours, Malin in Ipswich, Australia.
Paul was just a bush person. He was just a bush baby from the word go. He just loved to be hiking more than anything else.
Paul was a Boy Scout, then a troop leader, then worked as a draftsman for a telephone company in Brisbane, Australia. But he was one of us. He was a quiet man with a sharp, irreverent sense of humor and a big heart, who felt whole when he got to camp, hike, and spend time outside. When Malin first moved to Australia to join Paul in 1998, the two of them hiked and camped all the time. But as life likes to do, life got in the way of his passion. Paul was the kind of person who took care of people. He spent a decade of his life taking care of his mother as she gradually succumbed to Parkinson's disease. Right after his mother died, his father's health began to fail, and Paul spent the next 4 years taking care of him, and he volunteered at a nursing home in his spare time. By the time his father passed away in 2011, Paul's own health had begun to fail. The beginning of last winter, it snapped cold fast in Australia. Paul and Malin hunkered down.
He just became fascinated with the Appalachian Trail. He just did. I don't know whether maybe it was because of the size, but I suspect mostly it's because he got hooked on the stories from people. Every night we'd be laying in bed and he'd say, oh, and you'll never guess, this guy did this out on the trail today. And then he'd ask me questions about the U.S. And every night before we went to bed, that was our conversation.
He prepared meticulously. He outfitted two backpacks. He collected straws to use for single-use packets of shampoo and conditioner. He had a shoebox full of plastic bags, folded just the right size to fit in his back pocket. But By that point, Paul had already had two heart attacks. His health had deteriorated to the point that he could only take very short walks. And by July, he had passed away.
He never made it back out on the trail again.
What do you think he would think about his boots going down the AT?
He would have the biggest smile on his face. He really, truly would. He'd be jealous that he wasn't in them. I just know this would make him happy.
Yeah. And I know in your email you said that you would just love it if people could hike a section of the trail with the boots. But if we put this out into the world, what is, like, the best thing that could come out of this whole scenario?
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. Personally, I would love to have some photos of my husband's boots out on the trail. I hiked with these boots. I didn't wear them, but I hiked with them. And they're just such a big part of him that it killed me that they were just sitting here, all polished, ready to go, and they were just going to sit here, and I just thought that was the worst thing that could happen, is that they didn't get out on the trail again. And why stop at just going out on the trail? Go to the one that he really wanted to do. So for me, photos. I just want photos. I want stories. And if it gets somebody else off their ass, that's even better. Because we waited too long to do this. We waited too long to go hiking again. So, yeah, if this sparks somebody into action to stop listening to the podcast and get the hell out there, that'd be even better.
So Malin asked that we try to find people to take Paul's boots on a walk down a part of the Appalachian Trail. We want to do one better than that. We want to get Paul's boots down the entirety of the Appalachian Trail.
And we need your help.
We realize that most likely we're not going to find three people with size 13 feet that want to walk 2,100 miles in Paul's particular boots. So what we're going to do is put together an Olympic torch-style relay of people to wear or carry Paul's boots down the AT.
So here's what we're asking from you all. If you're planning to hike the AT this year, if you've ever thought of hiking a part of the AT, even if this is the first time you've ever heard of the Appalachian Trail, let's make this happen.
Drop us a line, hit us up on social media, send an email, give us a call, let us know. Even if you can't make it to the trail, share the project on social media with the hashtag PaulWalksOn. Share the project on hiker forums, share it around the campfire. Please, let's make this happen together.
If you all can do that, we will check in with you over the course of the year and share the stories of Paul's boots as they make their way down the trail and the stories of the people who propel them along the way.
Dreams are needs, period.
We all help each other achieve our dreams. It doesn't happen alone. And that's what this project is really about. It's about reminding us that with the help of our community and our friends, we have the ability to do incredible things.
I'm Fitz.
I'm Jen.
I'm Anya.
And I'm Becca. And we're the team at the Dirtbag Diaries.
But we know that the Diaries family stretches a long way beyond this room.
Originally, we didn't know how we'd make this all happen, but we went to our friends at REI and they said, hell yeah, let's do this justice. So you are going to hear more about this in the coming year. From them, from us, and hopefully from you.
So please, if you're interested, visit our website, dirtbagdiaries.com, and look for the page that says Paul's Boots. We have a few questions for potential hikers. Answer them and then email us at boots@ducktapethanbeer.com.
We look forward to hearing from you.